DW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A last-minute snag delaying the Israeli government's approval of the Gaza ceasefire deal that was announced on Wednesday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement. But the White House National Security Communications Advisor, John Kirby, says
we're confident that we're going to be able to start implementing it on Sunday. There are some implementing details that still need to be ironed out. We're working with the Israelis on that very, very hard right now, but we're confident that we're going to get there.
The deal calls for the release of 33 Israeli hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians being held in Israeli prisons. Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. They killed scores of Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. In South Korea, a court has upheld the detention of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, the court rejecting a challenge put forward by his lawyers. American Cancer Society's annual report shows higher rates of cancer among women between the ages of 50 and 64. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. More information is coming out about the suspect arrested for allegedly robbing the Wells Fargo Bank branch on South State Street in Appleton Tuesday. The suspect, 63-year-old Martin Scheidemeyer of Appleton, was convicted in 2011 for a robbery at the same bank branch. Both times he told police he would rather go to jail than be homeless due to his financial situation. Scheidemeyer made his initial court appearance yesterday. Bond was set at $15,000 cash. He returns to court on January 22nd for a preliminary hearing. As the bird flu begins to pop up all across Wisconsin, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that it will begin rebuilding its bird flu vaccine for poultry to match the current strain. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the first positive test in a poultry flock in Barron County in December, soon after confirming the first positive human case stemming from that infected flock. State officials say they've been forced to depopulate over 73,000 birds in three commercial flocks so far. Meanwhile, grocery shoppers are noticing an increase in the price of eggs, and at some stores, a limit on how many dozen you can buy at a time. The Wisconsin Growers Association says the reason for the price increase is the spread of the bird flu. The USDA said that in 2024, the price of eggs went up about 8%. This year, they're predicting an increase of 11%. The current avian or bird flu outbreak is the largest on record, and cage-free eggs seem to be the most impacted by the bird flu. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Breezy this morning, less windy this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 35. Tonight down to 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, 37 the high. And then after that, hang on, because it is going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will discuss the status of the president-elect's nominees. Plus, is anyone besides Michelle Obama skipping the inauguration? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
When will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We have worked this country from shore to shore. Our women cooked all your food and washed all your clothes. We picked all your cotton and laid the railroad steel. Worked our hands to the bone at your lumber mill. I say,
when will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Yesterday was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's, would have been his 96th birthday. Monday is the Dr. King celebration. And so, you know, I just wanted to, you know, play something and some one of his great speeches that maybe many of you have never heard, but it's as relevant today as it was yesterday, the three evils of the society. Calvin, if you'll please continue.
It was caused neither by the cry of black power, nor by the unfortunate recent wave of riots in our cities. The white backlash of today is rooted in the same problem that has characterized America ever since the black man landed in chains on the shores of this nation. This does not imply that all white Americans are racist. Far from it. Many white people have, through a deep moral compulsion, fought long and hard for racial justice. Nor does it mean that America has made no progress in her attempt to cure the body politic of the disease of racism, or that the dogma of racism has not been considerably modified in recent years. However, for the good of America, it is necessary to refute the idea that the dominant ideology in our country, even today, is freedom and equality, while racism is just an occasional departure from the norm on the part of a few bigoted extremists. Racism can well be that corrosive evil that will bring down the curtain on Western civilization. Arnold Toynbee has said that some 26 civilizations have risen upon the face of the earth. Almost all of them have descended into the junk heaps of destruction. The decline and fall of these civilizations, according to Toynbee, was not caused by external invasions, but by internal decay. They fail to respond creatively to the challenges impinging upon them. If America does not respond creatively to the challenge to banish racism, some future historian will have to say that a great civilization died because it lacked the soul and commitment to make justice a reality for all men. The second aspect of our afflicted society is extreme materialism. An Asian writer has portrayed our dilemma in candid terms. He says, "You call your 1,000 material devices labor-saving machinery, yet you are forever busy. With the multiplying of your machinery, you grow increasingly fatigued, anxious, nervous, dissatisfied. Whatever you have, you want more. And wherever you are, you want to go somewhere else. Your device is saving, not soul-saving machinery. There are so many sharp spurs which urge you on to invent more machinery and to do more business. This tells us something about our civilization that cannot be cast aside as a prejudiced charge by an Eastern thinker who is jealous of Western prosperity. We cannot escape the indictment. This does not mean that we must turn back the clock of scientific progress. No one can overlook the wonders that science has wrought for our lives. The automobile will not abdicate in favor of the horse and buggy, of the train in favor of the stagecoach, of the tractor in favor of the hand plow, of the scientific method in favor of ignorance and superstition. But our moral lag must be redeemed. When scientific power outruns moral power, we end up with guided missiles and misguided men. When we foolishly maximize the minimum and minimize the maximum, we sign the warrant for our own day of doom. It is this moral lag in our thing-oriented society that blinds us to the human realities around us and encourages us in the greed and exploitation which create the sector of poverty in the midst of wealth. Again, we have deluded ourselves into believing the myth that capitalism grew and prospered out of the Protestant ethic of hard work and sacrifice. The fact is that capitalism was built on the exploitation and suffering of black slaves. And continues to thrive on the exploitation of the poor, both black and white, both here and abroad. If Negroes and poor whites do not participate in the free flow of wealth within our economy, they will forever be poor, giving their energy, their talents, and their limited funds to the consumer market, but reaping few benefits and services in return. The way to end poverty is to end the exploitation of the poor, ensure them a fair share of the government's services and the nation's resources. I proposed recently that a national agency be established to provide employment for everyone needing it. Nothing is more socially inexcusable than unemployment in this age. In the 30s, when the nation was bankrupt, it instituted such an agency, the WPA. In the present conditions of a nation glutted with resources, it is barbarous to condemn people desiring work to soul-sapping inactivity and poverty. And I am convinced that even this one massive act of concern would do more than all the state police and armies of the nation to quell riots and instill hatreds. And the tragedy is that our materialistic culture does not possess the statesmanship necessary to do it. Victor Hugo could have been thinking of 20th century America when he wrote, "There's always more misery among the lower classes than there is humanity in the higher classes." The time has come for America to face the inevitable choice between materialism and humanism. We must devote at least as much to our children's education and the health of the poor as we do to the care of our automobiles and the building of beautiful, impressive hotels. And we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
If you are just joining us, again, yesterday would have been Dr. Martin Luther King's 96th birthday. Monday is Dr. King's holiday, and I just felt compelled to play one of his great, great speeches. You know, people know I have a dream, but they have no concept of the, you know, hundreds of speeches that Dr. King gave during this short life, all very potent and powerful, and many of them you can play today. And if you close your eyes, you can say that he's speaking about the ills that impact and affect us even to this day. This particular speech, the three evils of the society, and he's talking about racism, materialism, and militarism. And as we delve deeper into, especially as he gets into the the militarism of our society, you know, you can kind of understand why even to this day we spend more money than almost all the rest of the nations combined on military. 855-752-4842, very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. You keep listening.
Seems to turn out wrong. We've been beat up, called names, shot down and stoned. And every time we do right, someone say we're wrong.
When will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We have given our sweat and all our tears. We've stumbled through this life for more than 300 years. We've been separated from the language we knew, stripped of our culture. People, you know it's true. Tell me now,
when will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
When will we ever be proud of my country, Tennessee? Will we ever sing out loud, sweet land of liberty?
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among us loved the most.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842 if you're just joining us. Yesterday was would have been Dr. Martin Luther King's 96th birthday. Monday will be his official holiday, and I wanted to, present to many of you who may have never heard this, one of my favorites of Dr. King's many great speeches. And so we're going to have a discussion afterwards. We're approaching the end of it. The three evils of the society. Calvin, if you'll please.
We must further recognize that the ghetto is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may in reality control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. And this war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home at home, telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America and strengthened the military-industrial complex. And it has practically destroyed and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and expose the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam. And many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran to have a decent home. We arm Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy.
All right. You know, what I'm going to do is say to you that you can hear the rest of this speech is probably another 15 minutes on your own. I would love to open the phone lines and hear your thoughts. We're going to open the phone lines and hear your thoughts about what you've heard thus far. Again, and I would also say to you that there are so many other great speeches that Dr. King, gave that you don't get to hear, you've never heard. And I would also further say that when people want to do away with the history and they don't want these books and they don't want this truth to be taught, you must ask the question, why? What? You can't hide the truth. This is the truth, the history of our nation. And to be quite frank with you, a lot of those things are still taking place in it today. 855-752-4842. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Among us love the most.
There ain't no room prices grow thinner.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some Wisconsin residents are not fans of the new Department of Transportation's new winter road condition labels, starting a petition to bring back the old labels on the 511 Wisconsin app. The DOT uses the app to share road condition updates with drivers and recently replaced some labels like slippery and snow or ice covered with broader labels. They say the previous labels included conditions that could change quickly, leaving their map inaccurate at times. Critics say the old labels were important for delivery drivers who needed more specific updates. Over 60 groups are asking state lawmakers to restrict wake boats on Wisconsin lakes. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the Coalition to Protect Wisconsin Lakes wants the legislature to enact stricter guidelines on wake boats. The large boats create heavy wakes, allowing people to surf behind them. Critics of the boats say they're damaging lake shorelines and they're harming wildlife. Proponents claim they can be operated safely, but the Coalition is asking for the boats to be banned on all but the largest Wisconsin lakes. A previous attempt at passing guidelines that was backed by boating groups died in the legislature last session. The Manitowoc School District is asking voters to approve a $25 million referendum to fund building maintenance and upgrades. The referendum will be placed on the April 1st ballot. This would be the first time in 28 years that the Manitowoc School District has held a referendum. Interim Superintendent Lee Thennis said schools built in the 1920s and later need safety improvements, ADA compliant security systems, repairs, and upgrades. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Breezy this morning, less windy this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 35. Tonight down to 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, 37 the high. And then after that, hang on, because it is going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Friday's show, again, update of this weekend's episode of New Wisco Weekend with Lisa Hale and Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine will hang out with us.
Plus, in the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, we'll feature Isaiah and the New People. Join us.
of my skin. Only add color to my tears. Oh, oh, that splash against my hollow bones. That rocks my soul. Oh, oh, oh. Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh. Something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghettos of the city. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, I played one of the great speeches of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Yesterday would have been his 96th birthday. He lived to be 39 years old before James Earl Ray allegedly took his life. Monday will be the inauguration day of Donald Trump. Will coincide with Reverend Dr. King's holiday. And I have to say, what an irony that a man who gave his life will be, you know, honored the same day that a man who is really looking to turn back the clock on so many of the things that Dr. King fought for. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for listening. You say what, sir?
Yeah, listen, Earl, I really think that some of the important things he said besides what you're giving today is his famous letter from the Montgomery Jail, I believe it was.
Absolutely.
The KKK is a terrible enemy, but white liberals are actually worse. And I grew up in a South Chicago suburb that was created to leave the black neighborhoods that were changing during the war because they had been white neighborhoods and people came back and they wanted to be out in the suburbs away from, you know, with their racism.
Right.
They blamed the Jewish realtors, so they were anti-Semitic and racist at the same time. Why not? Go for it. And I was raised to expect it to be like that. And this Vietnam War and Martin Luther King and others proved to me that we were going down the wrong road big time, split all that, tried to do a bunch of activism and stuff. But to see it all come back around again and actually go back to the things my father fought for as a racist and as a, you know, anti-fascist and all in World War II, turns out he was all for Goldwater and all the fascist things that he would be for Trump now if he was still alive. And it's just so ironic that the wheel goes around. And I think we are spiraling in a better direction, such as King said, that the arc of human history is bends towards justice. I think that's true. My children aren't anything like the things I described about my family where I grew up. And it wasn't because we indoctrinated them. They just looked around and said, boy, I like international people. I like people of color. I like people of gender differences. And so there are changes, but it's really sad to see what's going on. I thank so much for what you do. And I'm a soul brother who's white, bro.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much, man, for your honesty. And that's what it's going to take, man, you know, and, you know, I understand that, you know, a program like what I am presenting today angers some, but I know that there are people like you. Dr. King always talked about the good people, and so the good people come in all colors. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, well, I wanted to thank you. Although I was crying to hear his voice again and to hear what he had to say, he turned my life around. I think everybody, I was a young girl at that time and came from the poor side of town, came from the projects, and he stirred something in us that made us feel good about ourselves for the first time and gave us a purpose. And like the gentleman before me, my daughter is nothing like my parents and nothing like where we grew up. But I remember all this, and I do tell people about the sundown law. I do tell people how my parents had to sign a paper saying that they would not sell their home to a person of color.
So, Susan, before you go any further, people may not know about the sundown law. Let them know what the sundown law was.
Okay. In the suburbs, or the small towns like Mayville, okay, this is a really good example of the sundown law. Living next to us was a couple who was a professor, and he actually got a job in Madison. Okay, so he happened to be black, and his wife happened to be white, and they went to Madison. They left their baby with my parents and myself. I was 15 at the time. And as they were driving home, they hit Mayville. And because he was black, there was a law that said that no black man could have a white woman in his car during the time of sundown. So he was stopped. He was put in jail, and she had to find a place to stay, and we kept the baby. But the sundown law was no black man could travel through Mayville or any of those small towns during that particular time.
And it didn't have to have a white woman with them. They just were not allowed. And in many states, many towns across the state of Wisconsin shared in sundown laws.
Right. But we were just shocked. And, of course, we took care of the baby. And then they could drive on after in the morning. But she had no money. She had to sleep in the car.
Hey, Susan, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much, as always. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Morning, Earl. Happy
good morning.
Birthday, Martin Luther King. What a great man. I wonder what he'd think about today.
I know. I can tell you what he'd think about. I don't have to wonder. Dr. King would be marching today. He would be marching on our government. He would be marching on what is transpiring, where the wealthy have gotten wealthier and left the poor behind, both black and white. He would be marching on oligarchy. He'd be marching on all those things, but go ahead.
Well, I think he had a dream, just like I did for my four children, that the nation would someday be
CJ, I said before, when Dr. King talked about I have a dream, he was 28 years old. By the time he was 39, if you would have listened to the speech I just played, he talked about the only time he was ever booed was when he was in Chicago and 38 years old by black men who had believed in his dream. It would come. But by the time he was 38 years old, he realized the dream had become a nightmare. So don't quote me, I have a dream.
Well, I think he'd vote like most black men did for Trump.
He would not vote for Trump. He would not vote for Trump. It doesn't matter. So, CJ, you apparently didn't hear anything of the speech that I just played. Okay? So I'm not expecting you to change your views and how you feel about things, because They're rooted in your past and in your history. And so you can't see what this is all about and what we're talking about.
Your party has to keep racism
alive. This has nothing to do with party. Dr. King spoke clearly about injustice that was done by both parties. You're the guy who's stuck on this party thing, man.
Yeah. Well, you remember who, which president signed the crime bill, and more Republicans voted.
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. Tom from LA, you're up.
God, he just cannot get out of his own way with this whole political party thing. What I would say, Earl, is I think that these speeches of Martin Luther King Jr. and all, because I don't find that they are partisan at all. They're humanist versus the, you know, the slovenly selfishness of people. And I think that if there's any teachers out there, I would ask, please play these speeches to your kids.
Yeah.
If any parents, play these speeches to your kids. They should be playing these on TV. They should be playing Franklin Delano Roosevelt's speeches, because they were never about politics. They were never about partisan politics. They were always about the uber wealthy versus the common person.
Hey, Tom, he talked about materialism. He talked about racism, materialism, and militarism. That exists today.
And Earl, if you listen to him, I mean, the thing about him, the thing about some of the great leaders like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they're bold. They don't apologize for what it is that they're saying, and they know what they're saying.
Well,
they're so clear within themselves
Tom,
about a message.
He thought so much about it, he gave his life. Okay? He knew he was going to be killed, but he didn't stop. You know, how many of us are willing to go all the way? He did. If I could tell you how many times Dr. King got hundreds of thousands of phone calls that talked about they were going to blow his brains out and his children and the horrible and horrific things that they were going to do to his family as he marched throughout the South. But he kept pushing. He kept fighting for justice and was right.
Absolutely. And it's not about left or right. It's not about any of that. It's about being a human being and being human.
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. We'll continue. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts up next.
I want you to know that I don't speak for myself, but I speak for y'all too right now. You see, if you have white, light brown skin, or the high yellow, you're still black. So we all got to stick together right now. This I want to say to you, my sisters and my brothers. Right on, sister. Right on, brother. Dig this. If we keep on pushing, y'all, we got to make it a little bit further. We got to make it a little further. All we got to do is try, try, try. And some of us, we're trying so hard. We're trying so hard. We're trying so hard. We're trying so hard to be somebody. We're trying so hard, although they're holding us back. And it stands to reason that they're doing us like that. You know what? It is. I believe it's because we are black. But hey.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
in the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. I wish I had more time, but not to worry. Monday, we're going to do a little bit more of this as it is the official Dr. King holiday. Let's go back to the phone lines. Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. And Calvin. 1967, I was in Vietnam getting shot. But anyway, the sundown law that the young lady was talking about, it's still active in and around Milwaukee. When I worked at Whitefish Bay High School, police followed me every day when I got back to the school after events, track meets, et cetera, and stopped me 3 times just to harass me. During that same time, a African-American basketball coach was attacked by police, firefighter, Milwaukee firefighter, taking a kid home from a game. This is still going on today. So this stuff hasn't stopped. It just, nobody talks about it. Nobody reports it. It goes on in Greenfield, Greendale, New Berlin, when there are people of color on their streets after dark. They got people haunting them to a point where letting you know we don't want you in our community. So,
you know, Al, CJ said if Dr. King was alive today, he would vote for Donald Trump. So CJ clearly does not know anything about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He lived during that time, CJ, but he's one of those people who just has no clue.
Girl, CJ is drinking some of that moonshine he making in his backyard, and he don't know nothing about Dr. King or African-American and Native American people, and he don't really care. He's calling every day to harass you. That's all he's doing. And if I were you, I would not even take his call.
Hey Al, thank you very much for the call as always, man. Really appreciate it. Hey, Jack from Racine, how you doing, man?
Very well. Thank you, Earl. I appreciate hearing some speeches from Dr. King. There's a lot of them. There's so many great lines. I mean, meaningful, important lines and
yes,
concepts and ideas that he expresses. It's hard to remember them all, but I wanted to bring up a topic I'm not sure was in that particular speech, and that's, okay, the politics, and you mentioned partisan politics. How, you know, how people get power and how some of these problems get resolved politically. And just point out that Dr. King was believed in nonviolence.
That's correct.
And that didn't mean you didn't break laws, didn't go to jail or take the consequence to make your point and get the publicity out, but strong believer in nonviolence. He studied Gandhi, and I think that's that's the part of it. People, even like this CJ, need to understand this is a whole different thing. It's so far apart from what we see in politics today in terms of a moral reasoning that he had. And I just wanted to bring up the nonviolent part because I think it's really important. You know, he was emotional about it like everybody else, but he stuck to his nonviolent principles and they worked.
You know, Jack, so, he hang on, Jack. He was imprisoned 18 different times and he never lifted a finger, never said anything negative, but yet he was locked up 18 times.
And his followers follow the same principles, allowing themselves to be hit. We had our recent congressman who passed away, beaten, and picture the bridge march where so many were beaten. And,
cattle prods to women's breasts.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're putting it all on the line.
Yes, sir. And for those who don't know, so Jack. So what about those who say we need to leave this in the past?
Oh, well, it'd be nice. It'd be nice if we could leave it in the past, but it's still here. there's too many examples of racism in society today and in the individual actions of some of the so-called leaders that we've got and the way things are set up. So, and there's just until those are dealt with fairly and on a systematic basis, and the country starts putting an emphasis on correcting the wrongs of the past, but just making our society a better society for everyone.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madner. Madner on air. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
And women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Governor Evers announcing a new Office of Violence Prevention, talking about gun safety. And J.R. Ratcliffe, stalk all things sports in hour number two. Join us.
Matner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says last-minute dispute with Hamas is keeping his government from approving the new Middle East ceasefire agreement that was agreed upon on Wednesday. The American Cancer Society says fewer Americans are dying of cancer.
We see a 34% decrease in cancer mortality since the high water mark of 1991. That's over 4.5 million cancer deaths averted, largely due to decreased smoking, reduced tobacco use, early detection, and also some new drugs. You know, we see much better outcomes in melanoma and some kind of lung cancers.
American Cancer Society Chief Scientific Officer Dr. William Dayhut says that is encouraging. However, its annual report shows that more women under the age of 65 are being diagnosed with cancer now than in the past. Time's running out for TikTok. The app's Chinese-based owner had until Sunday to sell it and its algorithm, but it did not. That means it could go dark as of Sunday. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with